Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai, blessed are you Adonai, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. Adonai turn his face toward you and grant you shalom. As the Lord told us months ago, for such a time as this, it doesn't matter what shape, form, or fashion Satan tries to come against us. The Lord told us months ago, for centuries there have been many variants. And so, here we go again. Satan explodes. New variant. New fear. I believe I heard the Lord say, and this is the word that He gave me. He said, a godly, holy, reverential fear of Almighty God is falling over the entire earth right now. This godly, holy, reverential fear is bringing clarity, setting us free from the chaos and insanity, the fear and dread that Satan has tried to take hold of us with, that Satan has tried to put on us, to bind us with, to confuse us with, to poison us with, to make us run any which way in fear with. As far as I have experienced, and as far as my spiritual eyes can see, I declare in the name of Jesus, and I perceive in my spirit that it has been broken by God Himself today. The Lord says, let today be your day of freedom from what the enemy has been trying to bring on you. And for those of you who can receive it, we should say amen. So let's say together, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I perceive in my spirit that what the enemy has been trying to bring on me, all of his ungodliness, has been broken by you, Almighty God. And today is my day of freedom, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So it is our duty as children of a God of justice to do our due diligence. We must look at everything that is being said to us. Look at it, research it, and follow the truth. The truth will make us free. Hallelujah. And so we must lift up our heads, lift up our hearts, lift up our voices, lift up our hands, lift up our bones which were dry, and become that mighty great army. So now, child of God, let us speak life to our dry bones. You speak life to your dry bones. Place your hand on your chest and say scripture with me. Stand up with me and declare, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these dry bones, behold, I cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. We receive it, Lord. We say we receive it, Lord. It is ours. Amen. So be it. We have learnt what shoulder to shoulder means. We have learnt to to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We have learnt to hear the voice of Jesus. We know what his voice sounds like, and another we will not follow. I encourage you, my brother, my sister, be engulfed, soaked, and saturated in this godly, holy, reverential fear of Almighty God that is falling over the earth right now. It will show us the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Let us ask Holy Spirit to keep us in the right place. Can you say with me right now, Holy Spirit, enable us to continue to stand in reverential fear of Almighty God. Our Almighty God has allowed Satan to throw lies, fiery darts at us. Why? Because our God is El Shaddai, creator of all things. He has told us and put in writing, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. So now, through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God might now be made known to angelic rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Let me say that again. So that now, through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God might now be made known to angelic rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Because Luke chapter 10 verse 19 says, the scripture says, listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions, and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will in any way harm you. Hallelujah. The Lord says it and then he backs it up. It doesn't matter what shape, form or fashion Satan tries to come against us. We have Jesus, who is the Word. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the armor that is Jesus. We have the victory of Jesus. I believe that is one reason why the Lord has been telling us to get up from the earth. I believe that's why he's been telling us to get up from the earth, to get up and out of all that would stop us from fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. So I say to you, my brother, my sister, stand. Stand. Look up. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. And I declare again, the King in you is coming. Hallelujah. And if you have not yet accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you rose on the third day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. I repent of them and I say I am sorry. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Leave no room for the enemy. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. And the Lord continues to impress on me that Florida has a good governor in Ron DeSantis. So let us lift up our prayers that thy kingdom come and thy will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, in Ron DeSantis and his family. And I lift up President Donald J. Trump to stand in his anointed position of David. And we pray, thy kingdom come, Lord, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald J. Trump. Because when all of this is over, soon and very soon, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Because as with the United States, so with the rest of the world. Oh, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Anointed One, we acknowledge your deity, your majesty. Let us lift up our spirits up to the Lord and remember whose we are. Let us remember that we have a wonderful future ahead of us. That is why Satan brings circumstances that would keep us looking earthbound. Thank you, Lord, for the chance to praise you and to worship you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we call out Adonai Nissi, the Lord, our banner. We wave our love for you as our banner. Let us thank Almighty God for what he has done. Would you say with me, thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God, for what you have done, for what you are doing, and what you are going to do. And we say, Romans chapter 9, verse 14, what shall we say then? Is there injustice with God? Certainly not. Our God is a God of justice. We say, Romans chapter 8, verse 31, what then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be successful against us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God of justice. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church, not beat down, not strung out, not in unbelief, but believing. The Lord encourages us today. Believe. The Lord says, believe that I am. Hallelujah. Shall we take this opportunity to say the Lord's Prayer? You say in your words with me, Our Father, who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen and amen. We keep saying scripture, lest we forget. The Lord said, we must keep saying scripture, lest we forget. My brother, my sister, remember El Shaddai, Almighty God, is in control. I encourage you to break up your uncultivated ground, for it is time to seek and search diligently for the Lord. So let us seek him with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our soul. Let us search for him. Search for him until we diligently find him. Hallelujah. Let him be diligently and constantly in every breath that we breathe until we are walking in him. Lord Jesus, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.